وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the teachings of the Holy Quran regarding humanity and the verses of the Holy Quran that talk about different dimensions of the human being. In the previous episode, we talked about different verses of the Holy Quran about the human intellect and the things or obstacles that stop human intellect from functioning properly. And the last episode we talked about a conjecture, following conjecture. And we said, according to the verses of the Holy Quran, some people, because they follow these thoughts that are not supported by any evidence, they actually stop their own reason and intellect from functioning well. A human intellect would see different evidence, and the most solid one, the one that has an evidence, it follows. But sometimes ittiba' than following the conjecture would stop a person from having correct evaluation, and they just follow the dhan, the conjecture or the thought that is not supported by evidence. And we brought in several verses that talk about this phenomenon. In this episode, and maybe some of the following episode, we should talk about some of the ahadith that we have, especially from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet alayhi wasallam, regarding the human intellect. And we explain the reason why we focus on ahadith in this regard, because, as we said, the main role of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet alayhi wasallam is the interpretation of the verses of the Holy Quran, because we have these verses and because Quran itself has said that لَتُبَيَّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, we have sent down to you this book so that you explain and you clarify for people. And this is a wrong attitude that some people say, okay, if it is in the Quran, it's in the Quran. Otherwise, no, it's not correct. There are ahadith that help us understand verses of the Holy Quran that are in accordance with the verses of the Holy Quran. Yes, some ahadith, they need more explanation, like the way Quran has solid and ambiguous verses, muhkamat and mutashabahat. Also, in ahadith, we have muhkamat and mutashabahat. And the mutashabahat, ambiguous ahadith, we need to first check the chain of transmission, authenticity, reliability, and also then check the correct interpretation is there. Even those ahadith that seem ambiguous and problematic, we cannot reject by the first look. Okay, you say we don't understand it, then it is not authentic, this is not real. This is problematic that some or problematic attitude that some people have. No, we go through ahadith, and some of the clearest ones that help us understand the verses of the Holy Quran, inshallah, we read. So the first hadith that we want to read is from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, in which Imam Baqir alayhi salam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the intellect in every human being. It is the intellect that is the addressee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life and in the hereafter. And Abi Ja'far alayhi salam, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَقْلِ اسْتَنْتَقَهُ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the ability to talk and took him to speak, took the intellect to speak. And then there's a conversation. We will have a break and we come back to see this conversation, which is a very beautiful one.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we ended up reading this hadith from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam that said when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created intellect, showing that intellect is an independent being and essence in itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the intellect to speaking. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ Then Allah told intellect, أَقْبِلْ Come forward. And then the intellect went forward. فَأَقْبَلَ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ أَدْبَرْ And then said, go back. And then it went back. ثُمَّ قَالَ Like looking from different angles. So it's a metaphor. It doesn't mean there was a place. And it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from different sides considered this being, this creature. And after considering all aspects of this creature, ثُمَّ قَالْ وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي By my dignity and by my glory, مَا خَلَقْتُ خَلْقًا هُوَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْكِ I have not created anything dearer to myself than you. وَلَا أَكْمَلْتُكَ إِلَّا فِي مَنْ أُحَبُّ I only perfect you or make a perfect portion of you in those whom I like. And we explained this multiple of times. Liking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not arbitrary, it's not out of nowhere, it's based on His wisdom, based on the actions of people, showing that if a person does something that is according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah loves him, and based on this love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him more portions of intellect, akmaltuka, and it shows that there are different levels for intellect. There's a trajectory, there's a way of perfection of the intellect. وَلَا أَكْمَلْتُكَ إِلَّا فِي مَنْ أُحِبُّ أَمَا إِنِّي إِيَّاكَ أَمُرُ وَإِيَّاكَ أَنْهَى It is you that I command and it is you that I prohibit from. You see in religion, in every sharia, we have commands and we have prohibitions. Allah says it is the intellect, is the addressee of these commands and these prohibitions. It is you that I command, it is you that I prohibit or prevent. وَإِيَّاكَ أُعَاقِبْ And it is you that will be punished. وَإِيَّاكَ أُثِيبْ And it is you that will receive the reward. So this shows intellect is the main essence within human being. Intellect is when people, may Allah forbid, when they go to hell, it is their intellect that is experiencing the pain. And when they go to paradise, it is their intellect that is experiencing the joy. So this is very important hadith that we have. And it shows that based on different levels of intellect, people have different duties, have different... maybe a person with a perfect intellect or more perfect intellect has more duties than a person with lower levels of intellect. Why? Because this is the addressee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every human being. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Al-aqlu ma'ubada biha ar-Rahman, intellect... is by which people worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاكْتُسِبَ بِهِ الْجَنَانِ Intellect is by which people achieve paradise. You see, in a market, you say this person is very clever, very smart. Why? Because he could use his intellect to achieve the best possible deal. And this is the same in the business of Akhirah. If a person achieves Jannah, it is through his intellect because he has made the best, correct decision. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us make the best possible use of our intellect. Thank you very much for listening. Until next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على